you came back to Ireland maybe a year or so after you published the your first book.
Yeah.
You have a series of novels to do with bears visiting Ireland.
That's right. It's at this point, there are three. And the first book is the introduction, When I Meet Barely Abel is his name. It's the name of the book. Book one. That's book one. And I meet him and he tells me why he's in Florida, where I was living at the time. And he tells me why they moved to Florida. And one of the reasons they moved to Florida was because he had Asperger's and had difficulty doing hibernation. So his family decided that they'd move to Florida where they wouldn't have to go into hibernation because the climate is warmer. And then that's basically book one. And then book two is the story of their journey from Oregon in the northwest of the United States to Florida. They do, fortunately, Barely Abel's uncle, Gonzo, who had been captured and later escaped from a circus, knew how the freight trains operated. So they were able to like hobos in the old days, jump onto trains and go from place to place until they finally got to Florida. And then, so that book is about the different places they go.
The main character is called Barely Abel.
Barely Abel.
And he has an uncle called Gonzo.
Gonzo.
The first book is called Barely Abel.
What I have to point out is that they're not their real names, because they don't want their real names to be exposed.
Made public.
Yes.
That's understandable.
Yeah.
And the third book is called The Irish Experiences of Barely Abel and Gonzo.
Yes.
Part 3.
That basically is they smuggle themselves aboard a ship and travel to Ireland. The reason they're traveling to Ireland is because they have met me, and they picked up my accent was strange. And then because Gonzo is a computer wizard, so he looked it up and he was intrigued by Ireland, and also the fact that the bears were in Ireland a long time ago, even though there aren't any now. So they decided they wanted to go. So they smuggled themselves into Cork. And then travelled, basically staying at, you know, monuments like stone circles, because people are not there mostly at night, and the ruins of old churches and places like that where they can because they're also interested in that, the stone circles, of course, because they're celestial. So, you know, they pick up on the great bear and the little bear, and it gives them a feeling of being connected, even though it's far across the sea from where they lived.
They're brown bears, black bears?
Black bears.
Black bears.
Black bears are much more friendly. They're much less aggressive. They will protect their cubs, but they're not aggressive, of course, unless people stupidly feed them. And then that's mostly what happens when there's problems with bears.
Are they native to Oregon, did you say?
Well, they're native to all over America.
Okay.
I believe they came from China, but a long, long time ago. Across the Bering Strait when it was a landmass.
What do they get up to anyway? They're down in Cork.
Yeah, they're down in Cork. They carry on from there through West Cork and into Kerry and then on up into Clare and the Burren. They're intrigued by the Burren because it was in the Alloway Caves in the Burren where the bones of bears were found. And that's one of the connections with the megalithic tombs, for example, because those bears were around the time when the tombs were built. Or the cairns.
And the Burren is full of these.
It's full of these monuments.
Yeah.
Of course, Pooin na Brón being the most famous. So from there they go up to Athenry. And then there's a problem back in Florida. So they have to head home. And they cut down through Cashel and Caher and Foot Island into Cork, back to Cork, to smuggle themselves back on a boat.
And they were able to survive on fishing? Or?
Oh, yes. Well, because the fish, that's one of the things that they like about Ireland, the seafood and the oysters and the mussels and the lakes with the fish as well, and lots of berries and lots of bears eat.
They maybe encounter other animals in Ireland?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they communicate with cows and donkeys and dogs. Sheep, they weren't very successful with because the sheep were too nervous.
And they have they have a laptop and a cell phone.
That's right.
So they're able to get their maps and...
Exactly, Google. They can Google everything. And, you know, because they get the Wi-Fi outside of hotels and restaurants and libraries.
And they have Asperger's?
Yes.
B-E-A-R?
Yes. Spelt a little differently because they're bears, yes.
Okay.
Indeed. Okay. That's something that I have some familiarity with because my son had Asperger's.
Okay.
Or has.
You used to read these yarns to your children when they were...
Yes.
Bedtime reading.
Well, yeah. And if we were in the car even, you know, I just make them up because that's how it started. I told them the first time that I saw the bears outside the apartment, the one bear. And then every time they'd come back to visit me, they'd say, oh, what happened with Barely Able? So then I had to bring new episodes.
They're heading back to America at the end of book three.
Yes.
So this is the Irish experiences of Barely Able.
That's correct.
And Gonzo.
And Gonzo.
There's a book four in the offing or book five, maybe?
Book four will be the... Well, in the interim, they go back to America. And it's a little bit complicated because when they get back to America, they're contacted by the CIA. And they look up the CIA and they find the Culinary Institute of America. And they think, okay, we're going to sell a lot of honey because they have a honey business. So they respond to the email. And then the CIA are interested in because they would be ideal to go to Mars because they could hibernate on their way. So they wouldn't have to eat, and then they could wake them up when they get to Mars. However, the bears say, you know, could you send pictures of this place? And so the CIA send them pictures, and they think, oh my God, you know, this is a desert. This is dreadful. Who'd want to go there? You know, we're not going to go there. But then CIA are after them. So
okay.
They come back to Ireland.
To get away.
To get away.
The plan would be that they'd circumvent the entire Ireland.
Yes.
Like, yeah. So yeah. That maybe... Start in Cork and move east.
East, northeast, yeah.
So the eastern seaboard this time.
Yes, yeah. And then up into Northern Ireland and obviously the Giant's Causeway. I mean, the Cooley Peninsula.
Why the Cooley Peninsula? Because of national monuments and things like that?
Well, yeah, and then it's that, you know, they're interested in all kinds of things. So they were intrigued by the cattle raid, Queen Maeve's cattle raid and...
The Tyne,
yeah. Yeah. And of course, they come up through Wicklow. And Glendalough and all that area.
Your neck of the woods.
My neck of the woods, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you're going to focus in a little bit on places in Wicklow as well, on the way up north.
On the way up, of course, yeah.
And then when they get up to the Giant's Causeway, they carry on and go around the coast.
Yes.
All the way over to the west coast.
They go over to Donegal and Mayo, Sligo, eventually Willard, and then down to Galway. And I think they'll find a ship in Galway to go back to their next adventure.
Okay. Book five.
Yeah.
Very good, yeah. You're hoping to get this published?
I am. You know, I have the three parts finished. They would need a bit of editing now, and then I'm going to try and get it published.
You mentioned illustration.
Yes, I think absolutely it would really be a great addition to have illustrations and maybe a map.
A map of their journey around Ireland. And
yes, and pick out certain points on it that they would be illustrated. And
like Cage of Fields or the Burren.
Exactly, the Burren, you know, so many places that can be. The Ring Forts in Kerry, the Stone Rings in
What's the name of that island? Skellig?
Skellig Michael.
I wondered,
frustrated they couldn't get out there.
Okay. Do they land on any of the islands, like the Aran Islands? Or
That remains to be seen, yeah.
A nice book with illustrations. It sounds really appealing for children to pick up on. Yeah.
The funny thing is that I've had a lot of adults read this and they have no problem with it. They seem to enjoy it. So I think the range is that if you have a little bit of child left in you, you probably enjoy it.
That's the novel Barely Able by Shay Walsh.